Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
When a psychiatrist or a physician is treating a young person and they realize that what the young person really needs is strong parental discipline, well, what's the right way to present it? Well, we'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, The Right Way for Doctors to Address Family Dynamics. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast, not a substitute for psychotherapy when you need it. Well, today, we're answering a question from Dr. Donna from Boston, Massachusetts. And Dr. Donna writes, I listened to your latest podcast this morning about apologies. This is something I've thought about many times. I'm a psychiatrist, and I have a small handful of patients that I find myself thinking the most helpful thing I can do for the family is to tell the parents that the kid needs the shit kicked out of them. The path of least resistance, however, is for me to collude with the family and pretend the problems are all biochemical in nature and continue to do medication trials. What advice do you have for a therapist who wants to give the kick the shit advice without saying it in a way that will get me reported to the medical board? Do you have a succinct way of getting this across? Well, thanks for your question, Dr. Donna. Good to hear from you. And, you know, I'll bet a lot of people actually have had that same thought. So I appreciate your putting it out there. And I love your question because the answer is right in the sweet spot for family therapists. But let's back up a bit and ask why you think your young adult needs a good kick in the butt. I'm sure it's because you're seeing them be irresponsible, unhelpful, and disrespectful towards their parents. Maybe they use and abuse alcohol, pot, or other drugs, while being supported by the parents with room, board, use of a car, phone, data plan, maybe pocket money. Am I on the right track here, Dr. Donna? Well, of course I am. I see it all the time, and it irks you to see a young adult getting a free pass with their rotten behavior. And you don't want to pretend that this is a biochemical problem that will be solved as soon as we find the right pharmaceutical cocktail, when what's really needed is for parents to establish and enforce clear limits. Excellent. Right on. All right, let's take another step back. When does a pharmaceutical treatment work? When does it become a cure for a feeling and behavioral problem? Well, you're a doctor, and I'm sure you can determine when a person needs and can benefit from medication. But the operative term here is benefit, because the only time medication will ever help is when your patients are doing their best and are taking responsibility for their own wellness. For instance, if you have a depressed patient and they spend their time watching daytime TV, eating high sugar, low nutrient foods, they don't exercise or engage any social connections or garner any social support, then you're going to be a pretty frustrated psychiatrist with the burden on you to solve their problem. So I'm guessing you have pretty good skill in getting them to look at and change their self-destructive ways. And I'm pretty sure you don't say, get your ass off the couch and dump the sugar, buddy. I'm sure you've taken a solid history and learn the origins of their unhealthy behavior, childhood trauma leading to an identity of unworthiness. For instance, perhaps unresolved issues of loss. And you're empathetic in either providing the psychotherapy to address those issues in addition to the medication, or you're having them see a therapist who will do that work with them. If not, well, then what you're doing is you're colluding with them to believe that it's all biochemical and should be solved with medication alone. It's the same thing with our underfunctioning, disrespectful, irresponsible young adult and their enabling parents. How did they get into this pattern? What's the history? Was this a sick child? Did they have learning disabilities that the parent needed to advocate for and it led to excuse making? Was the enabling parent unsupported as a child and compensates by being overly indulgent with their child and the pattern extended into the young adult years? Is mom sympathizing with the young adult because the father was mean and she divorced him and she feels guilty or even lonely and holds on to her young adult because unconsciously she doesn't want him to grow up and leave? All this is to say that there are underlying psychological issues that have evolved into a pattern that is destructive and interfering with growth and development. And the underlying psychology has spurred dynamics that became a rigid family pattern. And I call this rigid family pattern a control battle. I call it that because regardless of the specific dynamic or pattern, and regardless of the underlying psychological issues that drive it, family members are struggling at cross purposes, leading to a standstill. For instance, in a recent case with a common situation, mom wants young adult to get better and keeps hoping that the medication will help. They have a close relationship, and they talk about movies and TV shows, and she listens to and supports his feelings. Young adult wants more resources from his parents, claiming that it's the lack of resources that causes his depression. In other words, give me unrestricted use of the car so I can go out and connect with friends, etc., even though I smoke pot all day. Now, dad has more or less given up on his young adult son because his son is so rude and disrespectful that he gets enraged and explodes, and then mom sides with their young adult child. A simplified way to put this is, mom wants dad and young adult to change, young adult wants mom and dad to change, and dad wants mom and young adult to change, all while they keep doing what they each have been doing. That is a control battle. So, Dr. Donna, let's ask the question, what is the productive way to tell the parents to quit enabling their son? How do we tell them to take action? Well, step one is to identify the pattern as the problem, the control battle beast. Everyone feels stuck and helpless, and that's because of the beast. I show the family how their pattern is keeping them stuck. Next is to point out that they all share positive goals. They all want young adult to be happy and successful. Young adult, mom, dad, all want that. They just differ on how to get there. Next, I offer that our young adult has far more potential than he's utilizing, and he is using his energy to try to get what he wants from his parents, rather than create a strategy to get it for himself. And that is how he feeds the beast. Then I point out what each of the parents are doing that feeds the beast and help them all get on the same page for how to utilize parental resources only to support happiness and success on a long-term basis as opposed to immediate gratification. Sessions then focus on our young adult taking healthy steps forward, and those include respectful, cooperative behavior at home, as well as healthy steps forward out of the home, such as work or education. Parents offer resources only for behaviors aligned with their standards and expectations. No more fighting. That's it. So, Dr. Donna, you getting the idea? You don't have to advise kicking the shit out of the kid and risk getting reported to the medical board, and I know you're putting it that way with a wink. And we don't have to collude with the myth that the right psychotropic cocktail will fix things. After your evaluation, and when you see the family dynamic as a barrier to wellness, you can say something like the following. Yes, your son has depression, and that is a factor in holding him back. And I offer medication. I can offer medication to help with that. But that's just one element that needs to be addressed for your son to get well. He needs to take responsibility for his own growth and happiness. Sitting around, smoking pot, and waiting for meds to work isn't going to do it. He's stuck, and you are stuck as a family. It's unclear to you how to help him move forward. I'll suggest a few things. Number one, young adult, you need to find a way off of pot. It's a powerful demotivator, and it's a factor in your depression and your lack of progress. You need to get moving forward, and no medication is going to make that happen. Number two, mom and dad, you need to get on the same page for establishing healthy standards and expectations and accountability to those standards and expectations. And number three, I'm referring you to an experienced family therapist who will help you do just that. Without that, medication is shooting an elephant with a pea shooter, and I don't want to act like medication will solve the problem when it won't. So listeners, whether you're a psychiatrist, a family doctor or pediatrician, a therapist, a tutor, a nutrition or a physical therapist, or even just a parent. I shouldn't say just and parent in the same sentence. A parent. Children, teens, and young adults will do well, and medical treatment, adjunctive support, and simply parenting will all go well when our kids are doing their best to benefit from your help. When they are resisting and relying on you to do all the work, that's when a compassionate, honest look at addressing family dynamics needs to be part of the solution. Well, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to you, Dr. Donna, for your thought-provoking question. Do you know someone struggling with raising a teenager or have a child entering their teen years? If so, why not get them a copy of my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle? Many parents have told me it's the least expensive and most effective therapy they ever had. And please remember, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.